Track 48. Listening. Task Type 5. You will hear a guide talking to a group of people who are visiting a transport museum. Look at the task, then listen and answer questions 1 to 8. Morning, everyone, and welcome to the Transport Museum. I'm sure you're going to really enjoy seeing all our exhibits. Well, first, some information about the museum itself. Back in 1975, we had the idea to create a museum of this kind, but it took another 10 years before we'd constructed this building and were ready to welcome visitors. And the museum was immediately a huge hit with people of all ages. It was soon obvious that we needed more space, so we bought more land and put up 2 additional buildings in 1995, almost doubling our size, which makes us one of the largest museums of this kind in the country. The museum was closed for a time in 2005 to install new fire prevention and safety equipment, but otherwise we've operated continuously until the present day. Last year, we had the highest number of visitors ever, just over 100,000. And this year, we're expecting even more. But it seldom feels crowded here, even with so many people, because we have such a large number of separate exhibitions, 17 in total, covering the development of transportation over a period of more than 500 years. So, we obviously have something for everyone, and whatever your particular interests in terms of transportation, I'm sure you'll find something fascinating here. But based on past experience, there are a couple of exhibitions I'd particularly recommend. We're a museum of transport technology, so we obviously don't cover things like horses, or in fact any animal-drawn transport. But I do advise you to go along and see our earliest exhibit of two-wheeled transportation. I think you'll be astonished by how clever the very first bicycles were. It's a lot of fun. One thing we haven't managed to get hold of yet is an early omnibus. That's what they used to call buses. But what we do have is a very early train. It's steam-powered, and although it's not in working order any longer, it really gives a great impression of what travel must have been like in those days. I should just mention that, unfortunately, the exhibition of the first airplanes is closed at the moment for maintenance. Now, in terms of the museum rules, we do have a few do's and don'ts. It just makes life easier for everyone. So we're not like some art galleries or other museums. You're absolutely welcome to use your phones and cameras here, no problem. But you should understand, we are a working transport museum. There are cars, bikes and all sorts of other transport moving around here, so walking only, please. No rushing about, especially you children. We've got a cafe here on site, and lots of drinking fountains if you're hungry or thirsty, but please, no cigarettes or tobacco at all. The whole museum is smoke-free. But the great thing is, with these sorts of exhibits, you can climb onto most of them and really explore them, which makes it a different kind of museum experience. So, what plans does the museum have for the future? Well, we've got lots of exciting ideas. We are limited in that there's no room for further construction of additional exhibition halls on this site, but we are very aware that at present there's not enough focus on transportation at sea, so that's something we intend to develop very soon. And our recent creation of the Mission to Mars exhibit just goes to show how popular these new initiatives are. We also hope to invite some experts in one particular field of transportation to come in and give talks to visitors to really bring some of our exhibits to life. We also hope to reduce the cost of an entry ticket so that just about everyone will be able to buy one. Well then, that's just about all I've got to say. But if anyone has any questions before you begin to look around...